I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7, The Fan at 11:45. Our normal double play, what's going on in our lives, nothing to do with sports.
Special one today.
Very special. We're going to play a little game. So we've got six pairs of tickets to give away. Now, this is 25 minutes out, so you're going to have to plan accordingly, open up the schedule, hop on the phones at that time. We'll be playing a little game to get tickets given away. Maybe it's you, maybe it's not you. You got to win. For a upcoming event with Kirk Cousins on Sunday, August 20th. That is this Sunday, 5 days away. He will be here at DC Lottery Live, our 106.7 The Fan studios. You can come hang out with the quarterback of the Washington Redskins, myself, Danny Ruye, a bunch of our staff on site as we broadcast live with Kirk Cousins. We'll do a show right in front of you with the QB, a small gathering, intimate, right there in the same room as quarterback number 8.
Really cool. It is a...
Game are we going to play for those?
We're going to play a little game. Now, normally we do this with some delightful theme music, Grant's restaurant review, because you raved about Cava. You've been there, I think, what, 4 times since Saturday morning?
I have.
So Grant claimed yesterday, of course, and it was a great post on 106.7 The Fan, DC.com about it. And it was basically that Grant claims he discovered Cava, close to 30 locations in this area.
This place is about to explode.
Yeah, they've got $60 million in fundraising because everyone recognizes how great it is. They've got close to 70 locations, I think, nationwide. They're doing incredibly well. So many locations in and around D.C., but Grant claimed they discovered it. So we're going to ask him questions about Cava. We'll do a Grant's restaurant review for Cava. The way the spin we'll put on it, though, is we'll have contestants that will have to bet on whether or not Grant gets the menu items at Cava, place you love so much. Correct. If you're correct, you win the tickets. That simple.
Looking forward to playing with you guys. That is at 11:45. Right now, though, we just talked to Chris Russell about this, and we want to get you to weigh in as well. The phones are open, 800-636-1067. There are lines available, so hit us up. Cousins tells Sal Palantonio that he wants to retire with the Redskins, that he wants to spend his entire career, not just in one city, but here in Washington, D.C. He said the same thing to us on our show. He has said that publicly a few times over. Now, there are also times where he hasn't been that outspoken about wanting to be in Washington. When I think back to the end of last season and we asked him, hey, do you want to be here?
I want to be where I'm wanted.
And he says, I want to be where I'm wanted. Hey, do you want to be here? And he says, essentially without saying it, we'll see. We'll see what the Redskins do this offseason. I'll tell you if I want to be here or not. But when he has gone the path of either saying he wants to spend his entire career in one city or not, he's always said this. So I'm not sure what's different or why this is newsy. I think it's because it's kind of a downtime as far as big stories, sans Ezekiel Elliott in football. I think it's because it's the first new update on Kirk Cousins. While it's not news or fresh information, it's the first update in a few weeks on Kirk Cousins. So maybe those are reasons why this is getting a lot of traction. But you can answer that. Why are so many people talking about something he's said several times as if it's breaking news? But the bigger deal, Danny, for me, I care less about that and more about, should we buy that? I mean, is it plausible that Cousins does actually right now, this moment, want to be a Redskin forever? Because remember, this offseason, and he did the right thing. I think he did what he should have done. I would have done the exact same thing. He didn't respond to the offer the team made to try to make a deal with them. So that goes against at least what he's saying, which is that he wants to be here forever. Now, he told us eloquently the timing wasn't right. It's not that I didn't want to re-sign with the Redskins. It's that this was not the time to do it. He's correct about that. But do you believe what he's saying to Palantonio? And why is this new now?
So the why it's new now is something I'm not quite sure about. I can't figure it out. Russell brought up the idea that, well, because this time it's ESPN, maybe. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But the comments certainly that he made on our show were tweeted out by every NFL reporter. Everybody that's kind of focused on this thing was listening to that interview, and the quotes were out there, and he alluded to that. So, again, I'm not quite sure why it's new. Maybe just because, again, it's Sal Palantonio instead of Grant and Danny, a guy that's obviously well more established in this business. So maybe that's the answer to that. But in terms of buying it, I'll go to this. For a lot of people, they'll say the proof is in the pudding. He'll just sign something. And you can want something to happen, but if the other side doesn't reciprocate in a similar way, you see what I mean? You can have this gap where I think Cousins could absolutely want to be here forever but play on nothing but one-year deals for 10 years. And the Redskins could never just do the right thing and meet the market that they helped create and so on and so forth. You could also have a situation where the Redskins could want it, Cousins could want it, but they say, well, you know what? This is just too rich for our blood. Or Cousins could say, this is not enough, and he could go somewhere else. You could still want to be here. And there was a lot of speculation over these last couple seasons of whether or not, given some of the personnel changes, the loss of Scott McLuhan, Sean McVay leaving, the guys that kind of had his back in the organization, Kyle Shanahan and others, they're not being here anymore, that he didn't want to be here. And I think when you put in all these, the different ingredients, I never bought the didn't want to be here specifically. He didn't want to be here bad enough that he was going to take a bad deal. I think that's the way I'd offer the distinction.
Right.
So I think he would like to be here. He would also like to be where he's wanted. Those things aren't mutually exclusive. I think you can want something to happen, but there are still certain criteria. There's still certain thresholds that have to be reached. I don't think the Redskins came close, despite that passionate, awkward WWE promo for the Goose Allen cut in his office in front of three handpicked reporters. Despite all that bravado, the offer wasn't close to what the market that the Redskins created was. Now, you could argue that they shouldn't pay that. I don't care about your opinion on that at this stage. What I do care about, though, is your opinion at 800-636-1067. Do you buy what Kirk is now kind of selling here? Which is to say, he does want to be here long-term. Of course, it takes two sides to come to an agreement on that. But there was a while that I think the popular sentiment, and correct me if I'm wrong about this, whether or not it was correct, the popular sentiment was, he didn't really want to be here anymore after, quote, the way he was treated. I wonder what you think.
I think Cousins' preference has always been to play here and to stay here because that's the common sense that a quarterback should have when you look around. The best quarterbacks in the league are who? Tom Brady in New England has only ever played there. Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay has only ever played there. The best young quarterback in the league is supposedly Andrew Luck has only ever played there. Cam Newton just won an MVP award a couple years ago, has only ever played in Carolina. Matthew Stafford is coming off of a career year. Everyone thinks he's in the top 10.
Matt
has only
Ryan.
Ever played in Detroit. Last year's Super Bowl for the NFC, Matt Ryan coming off of his best season, has only ever played in Atlanta. You don't have a prolific stretch, and you don't dominate and have a Hall of Fame career hopping around organization to organization at that position. You don't want to have to keep learning offenses. You don't want to have to keep refamiliarizing yourselves with a playbook. You don't want to have to keep getting to know play callers and bond with receivers. So Cousins, I'm sure, would love to and prefer to stay here. But that still has to present to him the best chance to win. He still has to feel good about coming to work every day with a team president who doesn't say his name correctly, with no general manager at the moment, and the guy that supposedly is the general manager doing a quarter of television in the preseason rather than watching the football game, which Scott McLuhan wasn't doing. By the way, McLuhan's on the show today at 1 o'clock. He still has to feel like, with a one-year deal for Terrell Pryor and a guy in Doxson who's never been healthy, Jamison Crowder's contract coming up, that the only player who is under contract for the long term who's a great pass catcher, Jordan Reed, who's never healthy, is the only weapon he's got kind of booked for the future. So he's got to, I think, at the end of this year, feel like, yeah, I can win a Super Bowl if I stay here. And if those two stars align, then he's going to stay. So do I think he wants to be a Redskin forever? Yes. But under the right circumstances, not just giving them a blank check.
So the thing I always say, the analogy I always point to is, I could want to lose weight, but until I do something about it, it's just a want. See what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference between, yeah, I'd like to lose weight. Oh, but here's a donut, or here's, you know, some delicious food. I took positive action to actually finally do it.
I'll give you a different food comp, because I don't think it's up to, like, it's up to you to lose weight. I don't think it's up to Cousins to do the deal. The comp I would give you is, I'd like to eat dinner tonight at, say, Outback. I need someone to take me there. Like, I'm waiting for a ride. I need someone to drop me off there and take me to the table. And if you're willing to come pick me up and drive me to Outback, then, yeah, I want to eat at Outback. But if you don't, then I'll just go to Cava. And I'll just go somewhere closer that I can get food for less. 800-636-1067 is the number. Cousins says to Sal Palantonio what he told us several weeks ago, which is that he would prefer to finish his career with the Redskins. Do you agree with that? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.